Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development has announced 10 new workforce development grants through the Minnesota Job Skills Partnership, totaling $1.6 million. MNN's Tasha Radel has more.
The funding will support 7 educational institutions working with Minnesota businesses to create customized training programs, including onboarding, upskilling, and leadership development. Deed Commissioner Matt Verilich says the program helps connect employers with educators to strengthen the state's workforce and keep quality jobs in Minnesota. Since 2019, the partnership has awarded nearly $45 million to train more than 45,000 workers, leveraging over $74 million in private investment. Tasha Radel, MNN.
There's less than 3 weeks left of the legislative session, and lawmakers on both sides admit their plates are full. DFL House Leader Zach Stevenson.
I think between HCMC and bonding and fraud, school safety, there's a lot of pieces still in play, and I think we can leave this session feeling good about the work that we did as long as we make very good use of these last few weeks.
Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith had this to say after the governor's State of the State address.
We can't fix everything from the last 7 years, but there is still work that we need to do. We've proved in the House that Democrats and Republicans can come together and do work and try to make things a little bit more affordable for Minnesota.
Talks continue between Governor Walz and legislative leaders on his budget proposal and other key issues. And a bill that would ban cryptocurrency kiosks in Minnesota now heads to Governor Walz's desk for his signature to become law after passing in the Minnesota House. Sartell Republican Representative Tim O'Driscoll.
This is the newest method of scamming. Grandma, I need you to go down to the blank blank store and go to the crypto machine, and I need you to put money in. I need you to put this code in to be able to wire that money to me so that I can get home. It is a scam.
Minnesota has roughly 350 licensed cryptocurrency kiosks. Kiosk operating companies have opposed the bill. In other headlines, a gun violence prevention package that includes banning assault rifles and high-capacity magazines has passed its final hurdle before heading to the Senate floor for a vote. It still has huge hurdles to clear, including in the tied Minnesota House. DFL House floor leader Jamie Long says Democrats are on the same page.
It is not divisive for us to take action on gun violence. That is broadly supported by Minnesotans. It is not divisive for us.
But Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith says no way.
Gun bills, when Democrats had full control of state government, didn't have the votes within their own caucuses, Senate and House, so I would say that's very indicative.
Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy says the gun package will hit the Senate floor next week. Minnesota's cold weather rule is set to expire Thursday, marking the end of a seasonal safeguard that helps keep heat and electricity on for thousands of residents during the coldest months. Utility customers are urged to contact their utility if they need assistance. And according to AAA, the statewide average for regular unleaded gas in Minnesota is now about $3.93 per gallon, but that's lower than the national average of $4.23 a gallon. This is MNN.